A few years ago, Ed Gennaro, a geophysicist at ASU's School of Earth and Space Exploration, approached Lance Garavi with the Herberger Institute for Design and the Arts. He asked him if he would be interested in starting a project that explored the intersection of art and science. Garavi said yes, and the rest, as they say, is history. The two put together a piece on Stephen Hawking's book, A Brief History of Time.
Now, 3 years later, Garavi and Gennaro are partnering again, but this time, instead of looking toward the stars into space, they're looking into the depths of the Earth. Beneath, A Journey Within premieres tonight at ASU, and it explores the mysteries that lie beneath the Earth's surface, and they're bringing together a pretty interesting group of people to do it. The show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on this.
Right, so this is not your average performance. Beneath includes a geologist ballerina, a bass-playing geophysicist, and a belly-dancing theoretical astrophysicist, among other things. So I sat down with Garavi and Erica Hughes, who directed the show, to talk more about it.
So what this piece is it's a journey to, as far as we can get, to our understanding of the center of the Earth through the works of these scientists. But it also tells the story of who these people are in some respect. So Ed Gennaro also plays fantastic bass in the show. Christy Till, who's a geologist, a petrologist at Arizona State, she was a professional ballerina, and she actually dances concentric circles in the piece. So she embodies the research that she does in the lab, which is right upstairs from the theater, on the stage.
Choreographed by modern dance legend Liz Luhrmann.
So this is multimedia too, right?
It is, yes. So the theater, the Marston Exploration Theater, is actually a 3D theater. So you come in, you have your glasses on, and so then you have, it's 3D in the sense that we have actors performing. They're very 3D. But we also have images that actually pop out of the screen. So we have a planet that's maybe spinning kind of over the heads of the people in the audience in the front. And the performers then are looking at it, are walking around our globe as it's spinning.
Wow. So obviously you've done this kind of work before. This isn't the first time ASU's done this kind of work, mm-hmm. even, and looking at the intersection of science and the arts. So you're not like playing a character in the show, right? Like you're playing like a seismic wave or some sort of natural phenomena. And I wonder, how do you put that into a performance?
Well, we are in important ways all playing ourselves in Beneath, but we are also, in at least one instance, playing seismic waves. One of the performers we haven't talked about is Professor Patrick Young, who is a theoretical astrophysicist in the School of Earth and Space Exploration and a performer in the show. He actually is an excellent trained belly dancer, and he performs in the show using his body to illustrate the function of the operations of seismic waves in the Earth. That's a way we illustrate science.
So literally,
on the bodies of scientists.
Literally. So is everybody in the show a scientist?
No. Lance does not identify as a scientist, but we talked a lot about what a scientist actually is as we were sort of beginning this, you know. And what we're discovering is that, you know, you might be a scientist in a kind of an official capacity in the way that the professors who are scientists, you know, officially are in the show. But what we're hoping is that Lance and then Heather Harper, who's the other performer, she's a professional actress in the piece, also kind of become scientists in a way, in that their journey and the journey that we hope to take people in the audience on is one of discovering and is one of asking a question, finding out answers, understanding the limitations of what we know, and hopefully inspiring people in the piece to become a scientist in their own way. So that is to continue this project of inquisition.
Right. So this is the scientific process, right? You start with your hypothesis and then see where it takes you.
Exactly.
So what do you hope people get out of this when they're watching it? What's the goal?
Well, I mean, of course, we hope they have fun, right? We have there's a lot of humor in the piece. But for me, what I really hope they do is, what I hope this piece does is break this kind of artificial notion of a divide between science and art. For me, working with this group of professional performers and professional scientists has meant blurring of boundaries on both sides. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a theater play about scientists featuring a few scientists. It's really made us all kind of reshape and question, what are we doing here together? So it's also really made us change the way we think about acting, for example, in a traditional sense. So what I would hope is that audiences could take this and then start asking their own questions and not think, oh, I don't have the license, I'm not smart enough, I'm not whatever enough to ask these certain kinds of questions in, say, science.
I think a sense of wonder and awe at the poetry and majesty and the immensity of the planet, the systems and the cycles that we're all a part of. You know, the piece stylistically, I think I was kind of inspired by a program that's often on your radio station, Radio Lab.
Yeah.
And I imagine this is like what they would produce if they stayed up way too late eating nothing but Pixie Sticks and watching Pee Wee Herman and contemplating the power and mystery and majesty of nature.
So when you're looking at this idea of taking science, taking a scientific theory or the scientific process and turning it into something that is artistic, is the goal to make science more relatable for people?
The impetus for the project was Ed cluing me in about some immense mysteries that are below our feet. And really, that's how the piece starts, by alluding to those. And it eventually takes us there. To the enormity of what's underneath us all the time that we don't see, that we aren't witness to. It's easy for us to look up at the moon or look up at the stars, and we can see those every night, but we can't see what's underneath us. And so this is about, in a sense, looking beneath the surface.
And it seems like the arts might be the best way in order to deliver that kind of message, something so hard to understand.
Yeah, theater, one of the things it can do very well is to make the invisible visible. And interestingly, that's also something that science does.
Lance Garavi and Erica Hughes are both professors in ASU School of Film, Dance, and Theater. Beneath A Journey Within premieres tonight at the Marston Exploration Theater in Tempe. And for information, including tickets, check out our website. We put a link there to that. It's the show at kjzz.org.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll leave you with music from Beneath A Journey Within by Dan Puccio.
That's the show for today. This has been a KJZZ original production from Phoenix. You can find photos, audio segments, and more information about the program at theshow.kjzz.org. I'm Mark Brody. Thanks for listening to the show podcast.